All right, we're on. Good to have you with us for class this morning. I'll say a word about it in just a few moments. I have a good friend who's one of the preachers in Bucharest, Romania, and we want to be thinking about the folks in the Ukraine. Interestingly enough, they may well be getting 20 to 30 women and children into Bucharest to spend some time there. They've left behind husbands, fathers, grandfathers, etc., back in the Ukraine, and the kids and mothers are all coming to Romania, hopefully, as one of the three places. They could go to Romania, to Slovakia, to Poland, and so they're debating where they're going to go, but we want to keep those folks in our prayers, especially. Let's pray as we begin. Dear Lord, again, we thank you for your word, and we're grateful to learn more about your servant, Abraham. We pray you'd be with us as we study about him today. We ask your special blessings upon those who are Christians in the Ukraine. We are mindful of them and of the difficulty they're having. We pray you'd be with them and give them a sense of your presence. We pray there for peace. We're mindful of those folks as they struggle. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, interestingly enough, there are more churches of Christ in the Ukraine, or there were more churches of Christ in the Ukraine than in any country in Eastern Europe, which I think is striking, more than any country in Eastern Europe. And so we have lots of folks there. To a large degree, the reason we have so many churches there is because of Eastern European missions. They've gone there, and they went in while it was still part of the USSR and got Bibles into folks, and people were studying on their own, and they were starting churches. And so we have several missionaries who've been there and have worked there. It's worked especially with the church camps and have converted a lot of folks. So we're mindful of those folks. We're in Genesis chapter 17. We have 17 verse 15 through 18 verse 15 today.